Our next story is a story that keeps on giving. You might remember my next guest, Mary Jacobs from Newmarket. We first spoke to her when she put her collection of 177 bedpans up for sale. And she sold them. Most of them went to America, but two of them went to a pottery collector in Peterborough. And they've been in an exhibition at a rather famous building. Mary, good morning.
Hello.
These bedpans follow you around, don't they?
Oh, it's lovely to be reunited with them.
tell us where these two particular bedpans can be found.
Well, they're in a private collection of a Julie in Peterborough. So they're not actually on show anywhere.
Right.
But she had an exhibition at Peterborough Cathedral yesterday, which she invited me to, and all the Shelley collectors and the Shelley Collectors Club were there at a sort of meeting.
These aren't on open viewing for everybody.
No, yesterday it was just a private viewing, and they're all private collections, so they're not you can't go and visit them.
Okay, but it must be really odd seeing your bedpans in someone else's collection. Because do you still think of them as yours?
Yes, I do. Yes, it was lovely to see two of them again. Yes, she bought two from me. But as we said, it's unusual that the bedpans are plain, just plain white with writing in them, whereas most of the Shelley collections, or all of the Shelley collections that Julie had, were all coloured and different designs.
Yeah, so these two look quite plain and like non-descriptive, really.
Yeah, they are. That's how bedpans all were like that.
The thing is, Mary, I don't think a lot of people saw your bedpan. They didn't have to be colourful or flamboyant, did they? It's a bedpan. You're weeing it, don't you?
Yes.
Some of them went to America as well, which must be a thrill.
Yes, they went to a museum in America, which was nice to think that they were going on show in America.
Well, listen, have you got any of them left now?
I have got 12 left, which I have decided that if I get the right price for them, then
they're gone.
I will sell them. And I also have a load of urine bottles, male and female, which I have not had up for sale yet.
Have you got a fascination with wee-wee?
Well, we all have to go, don't we?
I suppose. Listen, Mary, it's been good to chat to you again. Thank you so much for coming on.